This program is intended for mature audiences only.
Welcome to the Female Orgasm Podcast, where we explore the potential of female orgasm, more pleasure, and a better sex life for both men and women. This is Terry Goffinet, and I'm your host. Today you'll hear excerpts from an interview with David and Becca, who have enjoyed deliberate orgasm as part of their sex life for over 10 years. This interview was conducted in a question-and-answer format. They did not know the questions in advance. They only knew that the topic would be about deliberate orgasm, and documented as a part of the ongoing sensual research of the Wellcome Consensus. They agreed to allow parts of the interview to be published in this podcast in the interest of informing people who are new to these ideas. They will be describing how deliberate orgasm has affected their lives, from the first time they heard about it until now. Today you will listen to part one of two parts. How did you first feel about deliberate sexing, having a deliberate orgasm?
When I thought about deliberate, I thought, well, I do that. But then I began to realize, not really. And it really is about, you know, putting both of our attention on her body and, you know, being able to say what I notice and going on that ride like that. And ever since, it's just been really fun. Different context now.
I liked the idea of deliberate orgasm. The thing that I had been doing before in my life, I had been exploring putting my attention on something and keeping my attention there, but it was never anything as pleasurable as a man's finger on my clit. So it was like, yeah, I can go with this. You know, everything attracted me to doing. When I first heard about it, was like, yeah, I mean, what could, you know, what wouldn't you like about something like that? I mean, what wouldn't any woman like about something like that? So I remember hearing about it from this friend of mine. She was experiencing it, and she was telling me, you know, the kind of experiences she would have, and I could feel it when she was talking to me, how enthusiastic she was and how much fun she was having. I was like, I want some of that. I want some of that feeling. I want that. And we had talked a lot about our personal lives, so it felt like I could feel the change in her from before she had experienced doing, and then I was there when she was first experiencing it, that I could feel the difference in her and what she was getting out of it and feeling this filled up feeling. So I was like, okay, when am I going to have this? Let me pick out this person that I want to have this kind of experience with. And yeah, I liked it right off, very first time. I loved it.
Were there any challenges incorporating doing into your sex life?
Sure. I mean, whenever I take on something big like that, you know, sometimes your ego gets involved. But if you can just set that aside and actually have your attention on her, then, you know, you're just doing the right thing. And so occasionally things come up, you know, but we're friends and we can talk about those things. And she does that with me, and I do that with her. And I get an opportunity to know her. And we become closer through that. And our dates become better. So it's always good.
The challenges incorporating doing into my sex life were, at first, it was I wanted to find a person I wanted to have those kind of experiences with. And that actually was not that hard. I was a single woman at the time. And I was, you know, checking out different people and But then at there is some point where I was like, you know, I really like this and I want this to be part of my life every day. And so then I had to really think about how I wanted to have my life set up, that I would have those kind of experiences that I wanted with the regularity that I wanted them. And, you know, it wasn't too long before I figured out how to do that and have that. And then it's just grown from there how it has, it's, I wouldn't say, like, challenging, but I would say at this point, it's, there's always growth that happens with it, and there's always things that are changing, and there's always, my desire is always changing, and so it teaches me something about myself and my relationship with him and my, you know, the people in my life that have this as part of their lives. It's you know, always a constant source of conversation and growth for us.
How has your sex life changed since adding on doing?
That's a big question. I think that it's changed me as a man. It changed me in the way that I can notice. It's changed me in being able to be a friend to a woman. It's changed me in my ability to feel and recognize that the truth is in my body when I'm feeling her orgasm in my body. You know, there's just so many things that go on. You know, it's not like a head thing. It becomes integrated. So it's like that, and it's going to continue to expand. You know, there's no limit to it. It'll always expand if I'm willing to go in that direction.
My sex life has changed a lot in that I feel gratified. I feel gratified as just a base level of where I start from with anything. And I used to feel more like, I didn't have enough of anything. And I would always come into any sex act or any relationship where there was a possible sex act like that. Like, I do not have enough, and how am I going to figure out how to get enough of what I want? And it was always, you know, this huge, like, I really, in some ways, I didn't even know, you know, how to get it, the things that I wanted, because I felt like, you know, once I embark with this person, there's so many things like that are unforeseen. And now it's like, okay, I know that if I have a guy, a friend, who wants to do me and wants to pleasure me that way and wants to give me everything I want, then from there it's everything in my body is handled and everything in my body feels good. And then we can have all kinds of other experiences together from there. But it's just such a difference because now I'm having all the orgasm that I want. It's never a problem to have all of the orgasm that I want.
What has changed for you since having more orgasm?
I would say for me what has changed from having more orgasm is that I feel as a woman more confident, and there's just, it used to be in my life that it was a constant just noise in the back of my head, this constant, I don't have what I want, I gotta get some, you know, it was just, I thought about sex so much, which isn't, you know, necessarily that different, but I mean, the way that I thought about sex, I just felt on edge a lot of the times, and it colored all of my relationships, because I was constantly, you know, looking at people, wondering, you know, could I get what I wanted out of this person or that person? And now it's just, that part feels smooth in my life. It feels like I said that it feels handled, that I have all the orgasm that I want, and now I can feel free to have all kinds of other experiences with people from a place of being filled.
Did you think it was possible to feel as much as you did?
No. But I've come to realize, you know, her clitoris being the most sensitive part of her body, 8,000 nerve endings, and my fingertip, the most dexterous portion of my body, getting together, that's a new experience. And communicating during those times, which I'm making that sort of contact, continues to elevate what I'm feeling and what I'm have an ability to notice with her. You know, I can feel her sink into the bed when I'm doing her. I can feel us coming up and drifting up in doing her. Those sort of things I would never really have conceived of prior to learning what I've learned about doing. And it does, it just keeps getting better. You know, there's just not an end to it. You know?
Did you think it was possible to feel as much as you do?
I did not think it was possible. I remember a long time ago, not too long after I experienced doing, I remember saying, wow, you know, I just experienced for a longer period of time the pleasure, the intense kind of pleasure that I would feel before I experienced doing that would last for like a second or a couple of seconds. I started experiencing that for longer and longer periods of time. And then that was like, that blew my mind. Now that was like at the very beginning of when I was experiencing doing. And since then it's expanded, you know, so much, you know, thousands of times what I've experienced, and not just the length and the duration of that kind of intense pleasurable feeling, but the kinds of feelings I have are different, and it's always changing and growing, and the amount that I can and am willing to feel has grown a lot too. So I had no concept really even of what I could feel before. I had this very small concept, and even that has expanded. Like, okay, now I know there's even more out there I haven't even conceptualized of yet that I could possibly feel.
What do you want men to know about doing?
What I want men to know about doing is they get to experience things that they hadn't yet experienced. You get an opportunity to have a gratified, happy woman who, you know, out of that wants more and wants to experience more and express more with you. And that's gratifying for me to know the mystery has ended with her orgasm and her body and who she is and what she thinks and what she wants. We get to communicate during this time to be your friends. And I've always wanted that, to be friends with women. And I can feel that now.
What do you want women to know about doing?
What I want women to know about doing is that I can just say for myself, there was this great sense of hope about my sex life once I found out about doing and had the experience of being done, that somebody would be able to touch my body and know my body that well, better than even I know it, which I didn't think was possible before. And I had the experience so many times where I always would wonder, you know, when I was with somebody new, how were they going to touch my body? Was it going to really, I did not know what was going to really happen, you know, whether I was going to be able to communicate what I wanted and whether they were going to be able to do exactly what I wanted. And it's this way, and through this communication and our friendship that's happened for so long, that he's actually gotten to know my body even better, and that a lot of that communication happens on a feeling level. Like he can feel what I'm feeling, and it's so quick now, and that our sex life gets better and better. And that was the part, the hope that I felt was that, oh my gosh, I can actually have a sex life with a one person that gets better, and it doesn't have to be based on some thrill of something new that has it be fun. And I mean, boy, before I had experienced doing, I tried everything. I mean, I was always looking for some new thrilling thing to add to my sex life, and the thrill would always wear off after a while. And with this, it doesn't, because he always gets better at doing me, and I always get better at getting done. And we are always experiencing new feelings and having more. So I would say, you know, there's hope. You can have a sex life that gets better and better all the time. There, it is true. It can happen.
Do you have 3-minute orgasm?
Do I have 3-minute orgasm? Yes, I do.
What are the benefits of a 3-minute orgasm?
I mean, it's the same as an orgasm for any length of time. It feels like the energy in my body, it feels like it smooths out. It's fun. It feels good, you know, and I take that good feeling and I put it into other things. I've had the experience many times where I had a 3-minute orgasm and then I came upstairs and my whole world looked different, you know. Before, it looked like, oh my God, I'm overwhelmed with all these things and these people and they're complaining. And then it's like, oh, I love you. Oh, this is okay. This is easily handled and no big deal. And so everything, it just feels good, you know. And then when you feel good, things look better in your life.
See, one of the benefits of a 3-minute orgasm is that there's a concentrated time in which she and I both have our attention on the most pleasurable sensations in her body and what I get an opportunity to produce for her. I get to win. I get to win with her for 3 minutes. And that has an effect on me throughout the day. You know, if I had a 3-minute orgasm with her and she enjoyed it so much in the morning, that's going to carry on. You know, it's going to carry on for hours afterwards. I'll be thinking about that during the day. I could look forward to coming back and doing that again. So it has a lingering effect, but I get to have again. I get to have a happy, beautiful friend on my side from doing that.
You've been listening to the Female Orgasm Podcast. Tune in again soon for fresh new topics that will bring more pleasure and orgasm into your life. If you have questions, you can post them on the clipboard at www.clitboard.com.